ratio utility billing system where you're going out, there's 30 units, and you have, let's say, $1,000 a month in water bills. You cannot bill back to the residents in excess of what you pay, what right. you actually pay to the company.
Hello, Ray Gingino here, and today we are discussing ratio utility billing systems, or RUBS. Now, this is a huge opportunity for multifamily investors. This is one of the challenges, though, when you start out as a multifamily investor, because there are centralized meters for a lot of these apartment complexes. Developers put these in initially because they're cheaper than individually metering each unit for water. This is very common in 1970s and 1980s multifamily buildings. So, Gino, you have a 30-unit multifamily apartment building. It was built in 1985, okay? Nice two bedrooms. What are some of the options if you're looking to invest on this and the current ownership is paying for all the water and the sewer? What are some of the options as an investor to turn this problem into an opportunity?
Great question, Jake. I'm going to go back to when I bought my first multifamily. It was a 4-unit and very similar situation, but it was electric meters. So I remember it was one main meter for all the units. I remember driving to the property and I'd be with my grumpy dad, and my dad would say, "That guy's got the light on the deck over there. You're paying for electric." I heard that 15 times.
I'm surprised he just didn't take the bulb out.
That's a good point. I said, "Dad, what do you want me to do? I mean, like, I can't be a babysitter." And I learned about RUBS.
You're going to go knock on the door. "Hey, sir, can you please turn your exterior light off? It's costing me." That gets a little weird, right?
Well, what I could have done is I could have raised the rent by $20 for each unit, but that doesn't seem fair because some of them are using electric and some aren't. So I went the painful route. I actually went to the utility company. I got an electrician. We ordered an extra 4 meters. We have the landlord meter and then the other 4 meters. So we actually metered out and wired each.
How much did that cost?
At the time, this was back in 2005, it was $4,000 for the meter bank and then another couple $1,000s to do all the work. Today, yeah, it'd probably be in excess of $10,000. Yeah. But hey, if I'm pushing off $200 a month plus electricity, that's giving me another $2,500 a year in cash flow. But we're going to talk about the cap rate, what that does to the value of the property. And then the beautiful thing is I don't have to hear my dad breaking my balls about somebody leaving a light on. What is that worth to you? Going there and saying that person's using my electric, and electric consumption goes down because all of a sudden the tenant is paying for an electric, and all of a sudden, magically, that light is never on.
So Gino, let's get down to simplifying this, though, because we haven't even talked about what it is yet. What is ratio utility billing systems?
So what you're trying to do with ratio utility billing system, you have an old building, like Jake said. Back in the day, water was very inexpensive. So the landlord would put 1 meter instead of going out and sub-metering every single unit. And that, you know, that one property with the 30 units, that landlord is responsible for paying it. It's called all bills paid. If you have a property that has all bills paid, that means the landlord is paying the bills.
You're paying all the water and all the sewer.
And yes, even the electric. And sometimes they're not sub-meter for electric. So Jake and Gino are paying $2,000 for the water usage. Now, what is that? What happens when you see that? Well, number one, usage is up. All of a sudden, you see people washing their cars. They've got little pools getting filled up.
So dogs water getting washed.
Yeah. Water is more expensive. So you can do a couple of things. You can use what we call that ratio utility billing system, where you're going out, there's 30 units and you have, let's say, $1,000 a month in water bills. You cannot bill back to the residents in excess of what you pay, what you actually pay to the company. So you would say, "Oh, okay, 30 units. I'm going to bill each apartment based on the number of bedrooms." So if you have a 1-bedroom, it's X amount of money, and a 2-bedroom, X amount of money. So let's say you do an average of $30. So 30 units at $30, it's $900. It's below. And if you want to, you know, get technical, you can do water, sewer, garbage, trash as well. Have all that component. You're billing it back. So at 30 units at $30, it comes out to $900 per month. $11,000 a year that you are collecting in that income. It's really an offset because you're paying it, but you're collecting it. But that $11,000.
That's a new $11,000 in revenue, though.
That's right. So $11,000, if you're looking at that, at a 10 cap, in value, you do $11,000 divided by 0.1, you're actually adding $110,000 in value to that property. At a 5 cap, it's double. So you're adding over $200,000 in value from billing back water to the residents. And then all of a sudden, you see water usage dropping. So that's great, because all of a sudden, you're doing something for the economy, for those of us, but for the environmentalists, you're actually cutting on water consumption, which is really, really important, because you don't want water to be wasted. Residents are paying for that as well. And let's take it one step further. If you have pest control, you can actually bill back pest control. We took a property over in Louisville, Kentucky years ago, and we didn't know that you could bill back for pest control. In some markets, you're allowed to do it. You know, it's more usable, and some markets aren't. Well, this one at $3 a month, we bill back.
It's very common in that market, is what Gino's saying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so if you do 130 units at $3, it doesn't seem like a lot, but an additional $400 per month just from billing back, that's another $5,000 a year. At a 10 cap, it's $50,000. At a 5 cap, it's $100,000 in value that you've created on that property from billing back residents for $3 per month pest control bill.
So how do you do that? Yeah, so how do you do that? There's a few ways. There's companies out there that actually will do it, and they'll get more sophisticated, and they'll run some percentages based on the unit mix, meaning ones, twos, and three bedrooms, and apply a different value, and they'll look at the actual bill and divide it up that way. There's also software companies such as AppFolio. We use AppFolio, and it has the RUBS, the ratio utility billing systems, embedded into the software, so you don't need to pay for anything extra. So that's actually how our organization does it. Or people, you know, could do it, I guess, independently if they wanted to, and build it into their lease that way, and you know, come up with a fee structure that is less than the actual amount that is charged for. So there's various ways that people can do this, and it is a tremendous revenue generator, especially if you're acquiring a mom and pop apartment. Go ahead, Gino.
So some investors out there may be saying to themselves, this sounds too good to be true. Why wouldn't an owner be doing this? And we've bought multiple properties where they have been doing it because they are mom and pop. They don't want to bother the residents. They may not like money. I don't know.
Blackstone, if you're buying a deal from Blackstone, they've already done this, right? This is already something. But for the unsophisticated mom and pop, this is very common. This is actually more common than finding one that will actually use RUBS.
So. Yes, and once you look at that component, we always talk about, you know, valuation through renovation. But this is valuation through operation. You're creating the operational inefficiencies. You're making them more efficient. You're adding money to the bottom line. You're increasing the net operating income. And that ultimately increases, number one, the cash flow. But number two, more importantly, increases the value of the property.
Yeah, that's great, Gino. So, gang, you know, it's very common. And I think, you know, as years go by, when we started out, it was less common. But we're, you know, seeing it more and more in the deals that we're actually acquiring. So again, it creates higher revenue. The resident has skin in the game. So you're going to see actually water savings created from it. And it further systematizes your business. That's, I think, one of the most important things. And here's benefit 3.1. We actually create a weekly, or you could do monthly, water KPI. That's a key performance indicator where we have a goal for the property. If there's an individual meter, we'll actually say we know that the water should be 2,000 a month. We actually track that monthly, so it'll flag if it goes beyond that. And then we create a actual price per unit, or a water cost per unit. So if it does go above it, we can say, okay, we know we should be at $45 per unit in water expense, but now this month it's 65. We know 65 is too high. So we either work backwards from that per unit cost or that gross cost. That's a great way to track it. And here's the truth. The two biggest KPIs that I track every month, I look at vacant unrented units and I look at the water cost. Those are things that I'm laser focused on, because one's going to be the biggest indicator and factor in your revenue. And the other one is one of the ones that we can really control on the expense side, because I'm going to tell you right now, very quickly can a water bill get away from you. And all of a sudden it's dumping $2,000 into the dirt per month. That's $24,000 a year. Do the math that Gino just did on the reverse of that. You're going pretty, you know, in the red at that point.
500 G's at a 5 cap. It adds up really quick, folks.
The opposite. So maybe you can recoup some of that, but you don't want to be putting water into the ground. So make sure you're finding those leaks and fixing them. You know, gang, as always, we believe in buying deals for the long term. Think in decades. Don't dump that water in the dirt unless it's getting paid for. I'm Jake. He's a G Daddy. We make it happen. We'll see you next time.